Welcome back to Internet Frenzy.
Tapman, gang.
That scared me. I wasn't expecting you to start.
Hey, I guess I should remind you that you're on a podcast.
That was awesome. I was just zoned out. And then all of a sudden, welcome back. I'm back. Thank
you're
you
back.
For the welcome.
You know what? Happy late Father's Day.
Yes.
To dads.
Blessings.
We love you. We are you. This episode was supposed to air today.
Yeah.
But it was Father's Day.
True.
Was I recording a podcast on Father's Day?
No.
I was not. I could have been coerced, but we had other stuff going on.
Did I film a podcast episode on Mother's Day, though?
It was so long ago.
Oh.
I don't remember.
The answer is yes, I did.
Mm.
Yeah, I had to just add that in there. But that's okay, because you want to know something really cool?
Tell me.
We got the best package in the mail. It was at our front door. So not the mail.
Where packages arrive?
Yes, correct. Open the door. The most beautiful box that had tape on it. It said skinny dip.
Babe, you're going to put the people to sleep right now.
No. Just hear me out. Hear me out. You guys, what was in this box changed the game. Skinny dip. Everything skinny dip touches is so good.
No, you're right.
So the bag is not being shown at this very moment on our YouTube podcast listeners. Go to our YouTube if you want to visually see these bags. Guys, we tried, what was it called again? It was the cinnamon cashew.
Oh my gosh, it could have been called crack.
Yeah, yes, it probably was called that.
I'm not joking. Like, one taste of this stuff, I was done. It was done. That's why it's not sitting right here, because we deleted it like moments after we opened it. It was so dangerous. It's so good.
So good.
Skinny dip. You guys know what you're doing. Here's the slogan, right? Snack with no strings attached.
Oh.
Come on now.
They're so good.
Thanks for the love, skinny dip.
Yeah, skinny dip. Shout out. We're going to be snacking on things this episode.
So in conjunction with Father's Day, this would have been filmed on Father's Day. It wasn't. But to celebrate the dads, we have to do what we did for the moms. We can't just talk about how noble and how great all the dads are, because one, that's not real life.
They're pieces of shit.
And two, that's not that fun to talk about. Like, on Father's Day, we got to share all of our stuff. We got to be happy about dads. And that's where that ended. So this week's episode is called The Dadliest Catch.
Hey, I love that.
And here's just a quick rundown of the stories before we recap last week's episode. So the first story that you're going to hear this week is my dad is marrying my ex's mom. Just wait. Next one is, am I the a-hole for telling my BF that my dad is dead when he's actually alive? Spoiler alert, that might be recycled. You might have heard that one somewhere before. This is a story. We had to use it again for this episode because it fit too well. But we've talked about that story before. So it's crazy. We're going to jump in. Next one is, my husband refuses to change diapers. What? And then last, my husband's grandpa made bad comments about me.
Oh.
So this one is not about husband being a bad dad. Not about husband's dad. It's husband's grandpa doing bad things.
Don't love that.
So that's what we're in for this week. Now, quick recap of last week. It was the blood half-bloods and the in-law apocalypse. We had putting my brother's girlfriend in her place. The story about OP owning half the house. Telling the girlfriend, sister, this is my house. And then we have the son that told his dad not to marry the girlfriend. Real or fake? That was real. Would I be the a-hole for ditching my disabled dad? That was a sad one. That made us both cry. He didn't end up ditching his disabled dad. The update comes after he passed away. It was real. Real story. Mm-hmm. And the last one happened to be the fake. Telling my twin sister that her boyfriend hit on me.
Oh.
That was the fake.
Yep.
So if you had that one pegged, you guys are getting good. If you didn't, keep practicing.
Noelle had it pegged. She texted me and told me, I think the last one's the fake.
Oh,
she was right.
Noelle, you're getting good. Keep listening. You're not going to know this one. All right. Well, let's get into the episode. The Dadliest Catch. If you hear us chewing, it's because Skinny Dip is delicious and we're not going to be able to stop eating these almonds. So I'm sorry in advance. I'm going to at least chew with my mouth closed. We'll see if I can get her to do the same.
I will. I promise.
The first story is going to knock your damn socks off. So buckle up, people.
Internet Frenzy. Electric love song. no pretending.
This one comes from Best of Redditor Updates, my favorite sub on Earth. The title is, my dad is marrying my ex's mom, and now he's mad I'm not going to the wedding.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's see about it. Don't really know how to start this, but whatever. I'm 24. I used to date this girl, Maya, also 24, while in college, like 3 years ago. We broke up a couple years ago. It wasn't some big blow up or anything, just kind of slowly stopped working and haven't really talked since. So a while ago, my dad, he's 52, told me he was seeing someone. I didn't think much of it. Cool, good for him. We're not super close, but we talk here and there. Then he drops that he's been dating Maya's mom. Yeah. I literally thought he was joking at first. I kind of just stared at him, but no, he was serious. They met at some charity pickleball thing, don't ask, IDK, and have apparently been seeing each other for a few months at that point. Never mentioned it until then. I didn't even know how to respond. Like, it's not illegal or anything, but ... bro. Anyway, now they're engaged. Wedding is coming up, and somehow I'm expected to be totally fine with it. He even asked me if I wanted to walk her, Maya, down the aisle. Like, why would I do that? I told him I'm not really comfortable with any of it, and I wasn't going to be at the wedding. He got pissed, like, wouldn't talk to me for a bit. Then he sent me this long text about how I'm being selfish, and quote, this isn't about you. But, like, you're marrying the mom of the person I was in a serious relationship with for years. That's weird, right? I don't think I'm crazy for needing some space from that. Now, some people in my family think I'm overreacting. Others are like, WTF is going on over there. I don't know. Just needed to get that out. This whole thing feels unreal.
Maya and the dad have been dating. We don't know how long, correct?
Maya's mom.
Maya's
and
mom.
Opie's
yeah.
dad.
Yeah. Thank goodness it's the mom.
Yes.
And was OP and his girlfriend, did they end on good terms or bad terms?
What it said was, it wasn't some big blow up or anything, just kind of slowly stopped working and we haven't really talked since.
Right. Okay. Sorry. Wow. And now he's finding out that they're dating all of a sudden. And is dad like sympathetic at all towards it or no?
It doesn't sound like it based on what OP says. There's nothing that indicates that dad is sympathetic about it. But OP doesn't take well to it.
Right.
Dad says, you're being selfish. Like says, you're like, this isn't about you at this point. So put yourself in dad's shoes, okay? You're single, you meet somebody, or even your Maya's, you're the mom. It doesn't matter the gender in this case. Like, your child has a history with someone, and you're not, like, if you have chemistry with the person, you're not going to date that person. They've been broken up for 2 years. Your kids are, like, early 20s or whatever.
Oh, that's hard.
You meet that person. It's not like you weren't, like, connected in family. They weren't married.
As a parent, I'm choosing my kid over a relationship. Yeah, I don't think I could do what the dad did. The dad's doing it dirty. Like,
really?
The son's obviously not comfortable with it. Like, I don't think I could do that to my kid. If she dated someone for 3 years, it ended, but then I'm dating the dad of my daughter's ex-boyfriend. That sucks.
You want to know something?
What?
This is a real thing. This is a real story. I know a couple from high school. They were like a year or two older than me.
No.
They were dating. Continued to date.
No.
The guy went on his mission.
No.
His dad and her mom got married while he was on his mission. He came home.
No.
And
don't
he
say
married
don't.
His stepsister.
You said it.
Dead ass serious. That's a true real story. That not even a story. That is people that I know.
Are they still all together?
I have no idea because it's been a very long time.
No.
I didn't choose it for them.
Stop it.
It wasn't me.
That's okay. Good
but
for
so,
them.
This is the thing.
I don't know how I feel.
If you can't relate to the parents,
okay,
then you can't relate to the parents. You're just thinking about it from the kid's perspective. These parents are lonely adults in their 50s. They find somebody that they really vibe with, and it's a foregone relationship in this post. It's not something that is like, they're not actively dating. They ended. They're not in each other's lives anymore.
Yeah. But it's like you're bringing that back. Like, I'm picturing my ex and my mom dating my ex's dad. Like, it's like bringing your couldn't be reconnected at that point again. And I would hate that. Like, I would not like that.
Yeah, it doesn't work for your life. It doesn't, because your parents are still married. They've been married for 36 years and you can't even fathom your mom dating anybody anyway. But if she was actually single and lonely and sad, you might just feel different, because it's about the fact that they found someone.
I, 26, lost my mother to cancer when I was 8 and have always had an absent father. I only found out who he was when I was 13, and even then, he did not want custody of me, forcing me to stay in the foster system until I was 18. Over my whole life, I have had about 5 conversations with him, give or take. He is like a stranger to me. He appears once in a blue moon to ask for money or something along those lines. It doesn't really bother me anymore. I've just learned to accept it now, but I don't like talking about it. So to avoid that conversation with people, I usually just say, both my parents are dead. This leads me to 1.5 years ago, when I had just started dating my boyfriend, 25M, and like usual, I had just told him my parents were dead. But the other day, my dad showed up at my door. I still don't know how he knows where I live, and asked for $100, except my boyfriend was there, and he obviously found out my dad was not dead. This led to a long conversation with him that night where I explained the whole situation. He said this was a breach of trust between us since I lied about my dad, and that he needed some space to rethink our relationship, but he doesn't think he will leave me. I feel so shitty and that I should have told him earlier, but I'm going to be honest, I just didn't think. So, am I the a-hole?
That sucks.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't have a dad. This dude is absent. He's a loser. He lets her stay in foster care. And he shows up and asks for money. I don't blame her for saying that the dude was dead and gone.
Yeah, no.
Like, that's pain. That's trauma. And to think that she has to deal with this being put in a freaking blender. Yeah. She's a human pretzel. Like, oh, he thinks that my dad's dead and now he's here asking for money. It's like, she feels like shit because of this. She feels like shit because of this. And none of it's her fault.
Yeah.
I don't think. I mean, yeah, she, under perfect circumstances, she could have been like, yeah, my dad is actually alive somewhere. Don't know what he's doing. He let me stay in foster care. I just think when you first meet somebody, you don't always want to go and be like, yeah, I'm an incredibly traumatized person for X, Y, and Z reason. Like, that's not how you do it. So it would be much easier, even though saying both my parents are dead, like, that's pretty striking anyway.
Yeah. Well, there is an update. Yes. It says, my boyfriend texted me 5 minutes ago asking to talk. So we are going to have a full in-depth conversation tomorrow after work, and I'll update again then. Smiley face. So this is update 2, and it's the last update. Before I get to the update, I would like to clear things up. I have only given money to my dad once when I was still desperate for his love and acceptance, but he did not get any money this time. 2. Despite his confusion, my boyfriend stepped in to defend me and get my dad to leave, and it was only after my dad left he asked me about it. Now on to the update. My boyfriend told me that all the sudden information, along with the knowledge I hadn't told him the truth, was very overwhelming, and he just needed some space to not say the wrong thing. He also said that he got why I lied initially, and he wasn't mad that I lied, more hurt that I felt like I couldn't tell him about it. He also mentioned that he couldn't be there for me if he didn't know what was going on. The conversation ended in tears, and it's the most vulnerable I have been in front of someone.
Aww.
I know. He was very understanding, and we have decided to draw a line in the sand and start again, if that makes sense. I have also looked into therapy for my childhood trauma, and all in all, I'm using this as an opportunity to better myself and heal fully. Thank you all for your kind comments.
Go therapy! We love it! No, that's great. I love how he handled that. Very, very relatable in the sense that you're like, why the hell could you not tell me the truth about your dad? Why did you have to lie?
Yeah. But I feel like the boyfriend was so understanding. He was very, like, I don't know. I felt like very mature about his response. Like, I needed space so I didn't say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like some people, like, probably me, honestly, at that point would have, like, lashed out in that moment. Like, what the frick? Why are you lying? You're a liar. And instead, he was like, okay, there's obviously something really sad about this, so I don't want to hurt her, so I'm going to step away and really think about what the frick just happened.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense. No, it
definitely makes sense. And that's the best part about it. He very clearly has high emotional intelligence.
Yes.
Because the way that she wrote it is, he's like, I just felt overwhelmed and I needed to step away so I didn't say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Like, hats off to that guy because handled it correctly. It would be overwhelming. That'd be so jarring. That's such a massive thing to find out about. Like, oh, you lied to me about your dad actually being alive and it's actually this crappy thing. I would have loved to just be there for you for that.
Yeah.
It's cool. I love this story. I love that he handles it like a champ. I love that it points OP to therapy.
Yes.
Which is great. And big loser in the story, dad.
Bye, dad.
He is the dadliest catch. Just one of those ones that you toss right back in when you reel him in.
Yeah. I love it. All right. It's your turn.
Yeah, it is. Should we do this? All right, this one comes from Best of Redditor Updates. Am I overreacting? My husband refuses to change our baby's diapers.
No, you're not overreacting.
My husband, 23M, and I, 22F, have a beautiful 8-week-old daughter. He seemed somewhat excited to be a dad throughout my pregnancy, but I feel like maybe he wasn't as excited as I thought / hoped. We had a miscarriage in November of 2023, frowny face. And he seemed more excited during that pregnancy than he did this time. Throughout the pregnancy, he would say he's excited, but that he doesn't want to change diapers because it's gross. I had a talk with him about how I understand why it can be intimidating, because he is a man and she is a baby girl and she has different parts than he does, and it can feel intimidating to clean those parts correctly because he has never changed a diaper before. I reassured him that I would be here to help and show him what to do. He even practiced putting a diaper on a stuffed teddy bear before I had the baby. I thought he would get over it after I had the baby, but he did not. He refuses to even be in the room while I change her. Every time I bring it up and ask, so when do you want to start changing her diaper? He just says, we're doing this again. I do not regret having my baby. I've always wanted a baby and was definitely ready, but I feel like he was not ready. Am I overreacting? How can I talk with him about this?
What is wrong with this man?
Yeah, he's
giving me real creep vibes.
Hundo P.
What are you concerned about, bud?
Yeah, what's the malfunction?
No, actually, like, you can wipe your own butt, you can wipe your own babies.
Tell him. So he's 23, she's 24. So they're relatively
young. That's so young to have a kid.
This is part of the first post. It says, edit to add. I asked him what was so gross about changing diapers, and he said everything. The different parts, and then kind of trailed off that there was more to that sentence than what was said. He said that she is never away from me. So why should he have to do it? The different parts, and then kind of trailed off like there was more to that sentence than what was said. He said that she is never away from me, so why should he have to do it? He said, why would I take her from you to change her and then bring her back when you could just do it?
Dude, this guy sucks.
And I said, because you're her dad. What if something happened to me? Or what if I had to leave her with you for an hour or two? And he said at that point, he would look it up on YouTube and wouldn't leave her sitting in a soiled diaper.
Are you kidding?
No.
You're kidding.
I wish I was. The first update comes one day later. So OP says, So I read all 416 comments on the previous post. You all collectively agreed that I was not overreacting, that my husband is a shitty father and husband, that I married a loser, and that I should leave if he doesn't change his ways. So after he got home from work last night, the baby needed to be changed. So I asked him to come into the other room and simply observe while I changed the diaper, and he agreed. I said he could observe a few diaper changes, and then when it was just a plain pee diaper, I would let him know that it's his turn, and he once again argued about not wanting to change diapers. I told him that he will eventually have to suck it up because he is a parent now, and if he didn't want to be a parent, he shouldn't have agreed to become one.
Yeah.
He said he didn't want to be a dad as bad as I wanted him to be, and that he only got me pregnant because I wanted to be a mom so bad.
Oh, this poor girl.
I reminded him that he was the one that got the conversation about kids started several years ago when he said he wouldn't mind having a kid. He said, yeah, I wouldn't mind. And then I cut him off and said, but you only want the fun parts and not any of the gross non-fun parts. I told him that I'm on the verge of being burnt out and that I feel like a married single mom. He said I was bashing him, and I said I wasn't bashing, but simply pointing out the obvious. And then I left the room because the baby was crying to be fed. He joined me in the other room a few minutes later to apologize and restated that he just doesn't want to change diapers. I asked him what the issue is with changing diapers, and he said he feels like a man shouldn't change a little girl's diapers.
I'm disgusted.
He's afraid people will see him as a pedophile. I told him nobody will see him as a pedophile because that is his child. It would be different if he volunteered to change a little girl that wasn't his child. I told him that he should start sooner rather than later because the diapers won't get any easier. They will only become nastier. In the end, he agreed to observe a few diaper changes to learn what to do and then start with pee diapers and maybe eventually change poopy diapers. He seems to have a serious issue with the poop part, but I told him he could get some rubber gloves and some masks and put peppermint oil on the mask so he won't have to smell it. One of you recommended the peppermint oil on the mask. Good idea, by the way. I will be asking him to join me for every diaper change between the time he gets home from work and the time we go to bed. Since I am a stay-at-home mom and he works, I will not ask him to get up during the night unless he just wants to. I know some/most of you will probably not like that, but for now, that is what we will do until he gets comfortable with daytime diaper changes. In a few days, on a night where he doesn't have to work the next day, I will ask him to get up and join us for the midnight diaper changes. I hope he will change and become a more active parent in our baby's life. To all of you who said I should leave because being a single mom is better than being a married single mom, I would rather be a married single mom who doesn't have to leave my baby with the stranger and go to work. At least this way, he goes to work and makes money, and I get to stay home with my baby. I will keep pushing him and working on him to make him a more active parent. I know we are too young to be having children, but I felt like I was way more ready. My oldest sister has special needs to the highest degree and has to wear diapers, so all my life I've been changing diapers. I've helped several family members with their babies, from newborn age to 2 or 3, so I've helped raise several babies, around 6 babies, in parentheses.
Wow.
So I knew being a mom was all I've ever wanted, and I was just waiting for him to be ready, and I thought he was, but I guess not. Thank you for reading this update and the original post. I appreciate all the advice and help. I apologize for my shit show of a life, LOL.
I honestly feel like I want to cry because the way I'm taking all of this is that he is a pedophile, and to steer clear of her daughter anywhere near him, and do not have him do the diapers at this point. Like, I could be totally 1000% wrong with that, and this guy is truly just so, what he is saying, you know, is true, but I just do not trust that. I think that is so weird. I don't know, you tell me. You have a daughter, you're a male, you never have changed a diaper before your kid. So, like, one, I never got pushback from you changing a diaper. Do you think this is weird? Do you think it's a red flag?
When I first started reading the story, I thought there's a possibility that he's a creep or something weird like that. But the more that we read about him, it's just that he is just a man child. He's just one of those dudes that, like, doesn't want to do any of the stuff that he doesn't want to do. And there's a last update, so I'm going to read it, and it gives more context to how he is as a person.
Okay.
But it's in the comments that people are making about him. It is just truly that she is in a horrible relationship with a loser of a guy that is not equipped to be a father. Being a father means you do the things that you don't want to do. And guess what? Who likes poopy diapers? No one. Guys don't like poopy diapers. We never will. It becomes something that you just deal with and it's like, whatever, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, women's parts are different. So guess what? Changing a poopy diaper on a newborn baby, it's intimidating at first because you're like, I want to make sure that she's good, that she's clean, that, like, yeah, everything's good. And so I can only relate to the part of being like, it's something I have to learn. I have to figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
But zero reluctance whatsoever because you're a dad. That is your child. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's running through a freaking brick wall, you do that because that's what dads do. Well, here's the update from 1.5 months later. So it's been about a month. I've talked it over with him again and again. We've argued about it a few times, the most recent argument being a few days ago. He watched me change a handful of diapers, and I kept reminding him that he needs to do it and that he can start with pee diapers and eventually work his way to the gross poopy diapers. I started small. When I would change her, I would get her all cleaned up. And when the only step left was putting on a clean diaper, I would bring her to him with no diaper on and lay her on the bed, hand him the clean diaper and say, here, do it. Of course, he complained, but I made him do it. After a few times of that, I brought it up again. That was when we had the most recent argument. We argued for a few minutes. He gave the same BS excuses about how it's gross and how he doesn't want to do it. And I reminded him that being an adult and especially a parent means doing things you don't want to do sometimes. He feels like just because he goes to work, he is exempt from housework and taking care of our baby. I reminded him that I can't do 100% of the baby care and 100% of the housework. If he expects me to do 100% of the housework, then we will be a team and he will help with baby care. If he refuses to help with the baby, then he needs to help with the housework. The argument didn't end well, and I gave him the cold shoulder and some attitude for a few days. I also completely stopped doing housework. Laundry was piling up, sink full of dirty dishes. The house was a wreck. It was bothering me because I hate for it to look like that, but I knew I had to stand my ground. For a few days, I did nothing but baby care. Then yesterday, he did a few loads of laundry because we barely had anything clean left. He finished eating his dinner before me. I asked him to take her so I could finish eating. He agreed and took her out of the room. A few minutes later, he pokes his head out of the room, holding a diaper, and asks, "Is this the right diaper?" There were two different brands on the changing table, and we had to size up recently because our little lady is a chonk, so I guess he got confused. I said yes and immediately followed him into the other room to observe the diaper change and give direction if needed. He did a decent job on his own without any help. I was pleasantly surprised that he did it without me asking or arguing. I started to say thank you, but decided against it because it's not like he's doing me a favor. He's doing what a dad is supposed to do. So instead, I gave him a fist bump and said, "Good job." I asked him what made him decide to do it after all this time, and he said that he was tired of me being on his ass about it all the time.
Ew.
So I guess I will stay on his ass about it and make sure he continues on his path of improvement. Thank you all for all the advice and help you have given. I'm slightly happy with this recent improvement, but wish it had come a long way sooner. And then we've got comments. Let me find the best one. But he didn't realize he needs to participate. In her own words, he did it because, quote, he was tired of me being on his ass about it all the time. So now her solution is to, quote, stay on his ass about it. So she gets to be a mother to a man child. I'm glad you're happy, OP, but I hope you have financial security for when you eventually get sick of mothering a grown adult.
Literally. I'm like, oh my gosh. That's a great comment.
OP responded to that. She said, thank you. I was almost ready to give up. I was tired of having the same argument over and over with no results. I mentioned staying with my parents and said I doubted he would even miss us, and he said he would. So maybe the idea of us not being around made him sad and he decided to be an active parent. I'm not 100% sure what happens in that man's brain, but as long as there's improvement, I won't question it.
Wow.
And there's a couple of others that are really good. I want to know what he thinks will happen if you leave him for being unsupportive. Will he just not see his daughter at all? Or will he have to step his ass up because no one else is there to do it for him? Maybe he needs a new perspective and you need a lunch date with friends. And then OP responds, we discussed potential divorce and I asked him how he thinks he will get to see her when he won't and doesn't know how to change her, bathe her, feed her, or rock her to sleep. He said he would do it if we divorced and I asked why he won't do it now and his dumbass response was, why would I do it when you can just do it? I know a lot of comments are saying that this isn't a win, but it is what it is.
This girl. Do better for your child. Holy shiz.
What is sad? To me, what's so sad about this is that she's a stay-at-home mom, and she's only staying with this loser because she feels trapped. Because if she does, this is the broken system that we live in. Like, if she does leave him, then guess what? She has to go to work. She has to support herself, and then baby has to go to daycare. That's the only option.
It is not the only option. It's not. She has family. She can move in with her family. She can go to school online. She can become a photographer. You choose your hours and get really, really good at it. And you will 1,000% be able to afford living, even especially if you live with your parents.
So you think that's the solution? Just move in with your parents and become a photographer.
Yes. At least you're not with a freaking dirtbag.
And he's not a dirtbag. He's just a loser.
No.
He's not. There's nothing about this that says that he's a pedophile. You can still take it that way. But the bottom line is that he just doesn't want to do the hard things. He's like probably one of those silver spoon kids that just, if he doesn't want to do it, he's not going to do it.
No, that's so extreme how he is. It's you have friends that are that type of what you're describing, and not one of them would say, I will never change my daughter's diaper.
Okay, so
not one of them.
I will agree to disagree with you. You're taking such a firm stance on it. I think the guy's just pathetic, okay? I think he's just a loser and she's enabling the behavior to the extent that she's like, it is what it is. It's a win. The fact that he changed the diaper a couple of times, like, I'll take it for what it is because I don't want to be a single mom that has to work and put my kid in daycare.
This is so crazy to me. This is so mind-boggling. But you know what? I'm not always right. So, and I pray I am so wrong on this one. I pray that you are right.
Well, I'll tell you this. If there was an update, I wouldn't even want to know it at this point.
No.
Because the guy's a loser. All I would want to know is that she finally left him and that she's either happy single or she's found a guy that can just simply contribute.
Yes.
So here's one last one. Why would I do it if you can just do it? Do you see how foolish that is? Why would I be married to a man making more work for me and contributing nothing but a paycheck and a bad attitude? I can avoid all of that mess you create have my own paycheck, and my daughter and I can live without the extra work and complaining you provide. Seriously, what did he expect his role was in a marriage? I'm single at 40 and it sucks. I dearly wanted a husband and kids, but every single relationship got to this point where I had to look at the man in my life and ask, what the F is the point of you? And there isn't a single one I regret leaving. F being someone's kitchen appliance for life. And
that's this username's name.
The swear jar is my 401k.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. She's probably making... That is so clever.
That's a great one.
Shout out to her. I hope she finds us.
I hope she finds us too, and I hope she finds a man, because she's single and 40 with no kids.
We know a couple.
And she's obviously out here just crafting up Reddit replies.
And usernames.
Yeah, that too. OP responded to that and said, I'm almost to that point. If he doesn't get his shit together and continue improving, then I'm done. My mom has a spare room and would love nothing more than getting to see her grandbaby on a daily basis.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to buy myself a Canon T7i and I'm going to go be a photographer.
Facts. Do it. I encourage it. Wow, what a crazy story, Joe. Nice work.
Thanks.
All right, here's my story, and this is the last story. Am I the a-hole for getting mad at a comment my husband's grandpa made? My husband, M25, and I, F25, have been married for some time now. When we were first dating, he told me he was from the southern part of the United States and assured me that his family would welcome me. He did this because I'm Puerto Rican, and I was a bit worried about how they would treat me. The first time I met his family while we were dating, everything went well except with his grandpa. He has or is starting to have dementia, if I'm not mistaken, so he isn't always mentally well. Before all of that happened, he worked from the ground up to be where he is at today. However, he wasn't the best boss, father, or husband. This means that he would always make jokes on the expense of other people, including his grandchildren. I guess the dementia hasn't messed that part up, because when we first met, he joked that I could have chosen someone better, to which I kind of laughed but told him that I chose a good person. Then later, he blatantly asked my husband why he didn't bring home a blonde. I have dark brown hair and light brown skin. I felt weird hearing that, but decided to ignore it, and so did my husband. My husband later apologized to me for not saying something to his grandpa. We decided to host Father's Day at our house. We recently moved to my husband's hometown, so we get to see his family more. Because we are pregnant with our first child and wanted to tell my husband's family the gender. While we were eating, we asked my sister-in-law if she could do a cute video asking everyone what they thought the baby would be. She started recording, and when she got to her grandpa, he first stayed quiet. Then she asked again what he thought the baby would be, and he said, "It's a monkey." At first, I did not understand at all what he said, but I saw that everyone laughed, so I assumed it wasn't anything bad. Then they asked him again, and he said he thought it would be a boy. Later on, I rewatched the video and finally understood what he said. I began to feel conflicted, because now it's the second time he has said a weird comment and nobody thought it was weird. I decided to ask my husband what he thought about it, and he said his grandpa was just joking. I told him that maybe he was, but it's the second time he's made a weird comment when it comes to us. He told me that his grandpa is in his 80s and has always made fun of everyone. I told him that just because he has always done that and everyone thinks it's the norm, it is not okay. He told me he couldn't understand why I was upset by a joke, to which I replied that maybe it's because they are from the South and they are racist. Now he's upset and thinks I accused his whole family of being racist since they left. Am I the a-hole for reacting that way and saying those things?
Oh boy. Oh, there's so much to unpack here.
Yeah. I kind of feel like sick and sad about it.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Like, she has every right to feel sad and to question it. And hopefully this doesn't offend anyone. But the reality is, like, as generations have gone on, people that are our age, I feel like what would be racism is very, it's a lot more rare. Like, it's not, people are not blatantly racist. But you get just as far down the line as, like, the generation that is our parents,
mm-hmm.
and they're comfortable saying things and they're comfortable laughing at things that we don't think is funny.
Yeah.
You know, that whole thing, I don't think anyone in our family is blatantly racist, but generationally, it was a different time
for
that age group. And I don't know how else to really put that delicately other than different times. Certain things are like learned behaviors.
Oh, absolutely.
So there's all of that contributes to this. But what I wanted to say is, like, it almost seems wrong to hold the grandfather accountable with the dementia, because he has dementia. Even if you wanted him to take responsibility for it, it's like 5 minutes later, he'd be like, who are you?
Oh, absolutely. But I just feel like more than anything, what she needs to be able to hold space for that and feel safe to be able to talk about it with her husband.
Yeah, of course.
And he needs to be able to, it isn't a laughing matter. It's not like,
no.
It just makes me really sad for her. And it also, when you're talking about the generations and how we're different now and like things that are funny to them, when they say it to us, we're like, that's not freaking funny. Like,
yeah.
That's racist. Don't say that. It just makes me very grateful for our time, how we can understand that it's wrong.
Right.
I don't know. Like, I just feel like I just love we're all opening our eyes to, like,
yeah, just seeing people as people. It's like that's really what it boils down to, is we have our differences that we should respect and yeah. accept. But everything that's gone in the world, social media, mixing viewpoints, like, it's about the behavior that is learned. It's about the fact that we've been exposed to a lot more. We hear more from kind of what other people experience about racism, and it's all so ugly.
Yeah,
our generation is just much more aware of how hurtful some of those things actually are. It's messed up that people laughed at the joke. It's not something that's a laughing matter. I mean, that's a really offensive thing to say.
Yeah, no, that was really mean.
And even the first one, like, you should have brought a blonde home instead of a brunette. It's like,
yeah.
Okay, I get that grandpa has dementia. I put myself in this situation. Grandpa that has dementia says something that is just off the wall. I'm sorry to say, I'm going to chuckle because I feel awkward as can be. And what I would do if I was in the situation is I might chuckle about it and know instantly that OP is like, that's not funny at all. And I would want to be like, hey, I'm so sorry about what he said. Like, that is not cool. And like, we laughed, but that's not funny at all. The guy's lost his marbles.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I would do in that moment, but.
Well, I know what you would do.
What? I'd probably call him out.
You would. And it's that's what I was pointing out about it being a personality thing. People handle things differently. She's mad at the family. And so I get why her husband or boyfriend, whoever it is, I get why he's like, they're not all that bad, I promise.
Yeah. Well, I do want to comment this. This is one of the comments from Relevant Highlight 90. My grandfather with dementia got really racist and weirdly sexual towards family members. And guess what my family didn't do? Laugh at it. They jumped in, corrected him, stopped and protected the members of the family who needed protecting. And my family sucks, so there's a really low bar. The fact that his family laughed told you all that you need to know about his family. The fact that your husband is defending their laughter tells you all that you need to know about your husband. In your shoes, I'd be calling divorce lawyers without even a thought. NTA.
That's an agree to disagree. It's not because it's funny. It's not funny. The joke's not funny.
Yeah.
But grandpa has dementia and he doesn't know what's going on. And sometimes the easiest way to like break the tension is to just like, haha, it's not funny.
Yeah.
There's not a world that exists where that's making racist, degrading jokes. It is not comical. The reality is like those situations, everybody navigates them a little differently. The other thing is that we don't even actually know, like, what was the extent of the laughing? She just said that they laughed. Are they belly laughing? Oh, grandpa, you're hilarious. No. It's like, oh, grandpa, you're crazy.
Overall, I just feel like OP needs a hug and she needs to feel support and not feel like they all think that she can just be like comic relief or whatever would be the right saying for that. Like,
yeah, like the butt of the joke or anything like that. Like, it's not funny.
The husband needs to step up and to be there for her and to defend her. Doesn't matter if the grandpa has dementia, he still should correct that and say it's inappropriate. Look at him and say, no, my baby's not a monkey. It is a human being. And that's like, you're
like, what's so funny, grandpa? I'm gonna smack those dentures out your mouth, boy.
He doesn't even have them anymore. He's so freaking old. Oh, man. Okay, well, that's my story. Guys, let us know which one you think is the fake this week. I don't think you're going to get it. Go follow us on all of it. TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, our podcast.
And that is it for this week's episode of The Dadliest Catch. Hit us with the comments and happy late Father's Day. Dads, most of us suck, but we're doing our best and keep doing what you do. Love y'all. Hope you have a good week.
Let's get an internet frenzy on three. One.
Thank you.
Two, three. Internet frenzy. Love you guys. Internet frenzy. Electric love, so trendy. Bites and bits.
no pretending.